Hi there. Welcome. Today, I'm going to talk about anxiety, which seems to be one of the most common ascension symptoms people are experiencing these days. In my healing practice, I've seen a decided increase in anxiety lately, and I'm just calling it ascension anxiety, because it really seems related to the ascension process. And this anxiety is a little different, I found, from usual types of anxiety that people have always experienced, simply due to the times we're living in. You know, because of all the changes and the loss and the lack of predictable stability that's happening in many people's lives and in the world, they're experiencing a type of anxiety that is either stronger than they've ever experienced in the past, or it's an anxiety that is very puzzling to them because it's seemingly without cause. Actually, I've been seeing an increase in all ascension symptoms lately, you know, with people. And this makes sense because the streams of high dimensional light that have been flooding the earth lately have become increasingly stronger as time goes on. And they've been really impacting people. They've been coaxing and nudging and pushing us forward into a higher frequency, whether we feel ready for this or not. And this means we're probably experiencing more change and loss and a lack of stability in our lives than ever before. And this can cause, among other things, a great deal of anxiety. We can't take our 3D stuff with us into the fifth dimension. So everything going on in our lives and within ourselves that is of a low level third dimensional frequency just has to go. We can't take it with us. So many people at this point are experiencing this. But I believe that light workers and perhaps especially starseed light workers are probably experiencing it more and more profoundly than other people. And as one of these light workers, as you probably are, you're at the head of the pack, so to speak. You're here to help guide others through the same ascension process in one way or another. So you're having to move through your stuff a lot more rapidly, probably causing greater upset and anxiety in your life than perhaps other people around you. And many of you, I know, have been experiencing profound challenges on different levels for a number of years now. And you have met these challenges, both physical and emotional, in one way or another, sometimes probably rather courageously, and sometimes maybe kicking and screaming, but you've met them and you've carried on with your life, perhaps not knowing that the process of ascension was never promised to be easy or especially fun. Now, some parts of ascension are great fun, right? And hopefully you've experienced some of these too, you know, like the opening to new levels of awareness, the sudden leaps in consciousness, maybe magical types of healing have happened for you, or maybe you've had unforgettable periods of just quiet bliss and peace, or profound love that just comes over you. But for many at this point in the game, I'm finding the challenges tend to outweigh the fun parts of ascension. In fact, you may feel, along with the anxiety, a deep sense of weariness and exhaustion, as well as frustration, especially when you can't seem to lift yourself out of a third dimensional mindset like anxiety that can tend to hang on no matter what you do. You may find that no matter how much you're following spiritual teachings or how focused you are on healing yourself, there are just times you just can't think of how to get unstuck from this habitual third dimensional habit pattern called anxiety. You know, I think that feeling anxious for any reason is perhaps one of the most challenging states of being to experience, especially if it's chronic. It's as if you can never quite fully relax and just allow your life to be as it is. The anxiety just, it kind of niggles at you sometimes on the conscious level, but often just below the surface of your awareness. And if you check, you can find that when this anxiety is present, it tends to flavor just about all your thoughts and all your emotions to some degree or another. And you may find yourself scrambling to find things to help calm the anxiety, such as reaching for comfort food or alcohol or drugs. Or you may find things, just anything at all that will distract you from being aware of your anxiety, like addictively following social media or having to call someone or go somewhere just to keep your mind busy and off the anxiety. Now, there's nothing wrong with doing any of these things, I think. Thankfully, they're there to help us endure life as it is in the third dimension. But if you're really serious about actually dealing with your anxiety and being able to release it, it can be helpful to know certain tools you can use to do this. And that's what I'll be sharing with you here. Hopefully, these tools and the information I offer will be helpful to you. Okay, so let's look at experiences of anxiety you may be having. And the first thing I'd like to point out is there is a type of anxiety I call collective anxiety. And this is where the anxiety can seem to arise out of nowhere. It has no context for you. Your life seems to be relatively okay for the time being. There's nothing going on that should be causing you anxiety. And this can be really confusing. If this happens, know that these spells of anxiety may not even personally relate to you. They involve something you're picking up from the collective consciousness or from people that you're connected with. This can often be the case if you're especially empathic, and most light workers are very empathic. So, when you're feeling anxious, particularly if it doesn't make sense to you, the first thing to do is tune in and ask if what you are picking up is collective anxiety. If it is, you'll find that just this questioning will begin to relieve the anxiety. And you can then do whatever you can to bring love and compassion into your awareness and release the anxiety into the light. If it is collective anxiety that you're experiencing, you will see it begins to dissipate. However, your anxiety could also mean that an old trauma from this life or from past lifetimes is now being released from your unconscious mind in order to be consciously dealt with so that your ascension can continue. And this is a lot of what's happening for people, I'm finding. As humans, we have a particular type of escape valve around trauma. Whenever we experience something too difficult to deal with at the time that it's happening, in order to continue functioning, the traumatic emotions and core beliefs we're experiencing eventually just kind of descend into the unconscious. And this is convenient and at times even life-saving. But it's common to think that once the trauma sinks down and essentially disappears from your conscious mind, that you're past the experience and you can forget about it. Well, unfortunately, this is not true. And you can find this out first by noticing that these same emotions and beliefs that you avoided feeling with that trauma do keep popping up in consistent ways whenever they're triggered by new and similar events in your life. You keep stumbling over them, even though you might have forgotten what caused them to begin with. But secondly, during these times of shifting into ever higher levels of consciousness, all these negative emotions and beliefs need to be cleared out because you can't take them with you to the fifth dimension. Therefore, Dealing with any of this material from past traumas has become all the more important during these times. The anxiety is a clue that there is something presenting itself to you in order to be cleared. Well, fortunately, these higher dimensional energies of light that are now streaming onto the planet are making this clearing process easier and easier. And this is important to know. Because if the anxiety isn't overwhelming, there are a number of just simple things you can do to shift yourself into a calmer state of being so that you can meet the traumatic emotions and successfully heal and release them. And one of these first suggestions is to take slow, relaxed breaths from the diaphragm, because this causes your body to trigger a natural tranquilizing effect. I think we've all heard this, but it's easy to forget it. Breathe deeply and consciously relax your body, because this will help shut off the stress response in your body and in your mind. Now, there's an author by the name of Darren Starwin who's written a book, Finding Your Calm Center. And in it, he offers a number of other insightful techniques and approaches for calming yourself. For instance, an interesting one he describes is what he calls the body energy hookup. And this is where you touch the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth, right behind your two front teeth. And you just sort of press it with that tip of your tongue. And this works because this is a particular acupuncture point. When your tongue is in this position, it's difficult to feel anxiety or stress. It's an interesting one to try. This simple act can provide a gentle but immediate feeling of inner connection to yourself and a sense of calm. And there's another practice that can really assist with this. And it's one you're probably familiar with. It's called the Emotional Freedom Technique, or EFT, or a lot of people just call it tapping. And this is a form of acupressure based on the same energy meridians used in traditional acupuncture, but without the invasiveness of needles. And in this practice, simple tapping with the fingertips is used to input kinetic energy into specific meridians on your head and your chest while you think about your specific problem, whatever it is, and you voice positive affirmations. And this short circuits the emotional block from your body's bioenergy system, which restores a calm to both your mind and your body. And it's really an incredible little system, and you can learn it online. Just look up EFT and you'll find it. It can be used for a lot of different issues, but calming anxiety is an especially important one and very easy to use. So that's something else to consider. Now, all these kinds of techniques to calm anxiety are helpful and important to learn. And for most people, they may be all that's needed. But there is a certain kind of anxiety that the usual tools can't assist very well with, and that's what I just call survival anxiety. And this can come about when there is so much loss and change going on in your life that you begin to just feel unstable and insecure, and you're anxiously grasping for anything familiar or any safe ground to stand on. And you may be in that position. Maybe you're at a point in your ascension process in which you're constantly being moved out of your comfort zone, or you're being compelled to let go of important supports you've always relied on, you know, one after another without a break. Perhaps you're even losing your home, or you're losing your work, or your health, or your financial situation really looks dire. You just barely catch your breath, then you're being pushed to the next level of letting go of what was feeling safe. And with all of this, survival anxiety just keeps snaking around in your belly. You know that feeling? Well, when these things happen, it can be helpful to know there is at least one upside to this. And that is, you have the opportunity to discover something very important. And that is that your only true security comes from within you, from your trust in Source or Spirit or God, whatever you call that. It does not originate from anything outside of you. Outer security in the end is only an illusion. And often, for you to finally discover this, all outer supports you mistakenly thought were keeping you safe may disappear, at least for a while. When you're in this kind of situation, you can see you often have the choice between two different approaches to life. The third dimensional choice of survival anxiety, and the fifth dimensional choice of trust. The third dimensional mode of survival in this context doesn't just apply to getting your materials needs met. It refers to a generally unconscious approach to life in which you may be trying to stay in control of everything happening in your life. There's the feeling that you'd better make sure everything going on is under control, or you maybe won't survive. You'd better have enough money, which may mean you better have a reliable job, or a lot of clients, or money in the bank, or someone who will support you. And you better have good relationships so you can get emotional support whenever you need it. The important thing to realize is that when you're in the mode of survival like this, you are looking outside of yourself for all that you need. And you're using your limited third dimensional mind to determine how you're going to survive here. This can keep you in a low level, continuous state of anxiety, especially as you come to realize that in the end, you may have very little control over your outer conditions. As you move toward fifth dimensional consciousness, you will find that you need to let go of this limited perspective and mode of operating in life. You'll see that your belief that your needs are going to be met by things and situations you've set up outside of you isn't working very well anymore. When survival fear arises, instead of panicking, see if you can drop inside yourself and align with the trust that you will find the means of survival in other ways, perhaps in ways that will bring you an even greater sense of security and joy and freedom. Find the trust that Source is taking care of you, and remember that Source, being infinite, has countless and sometimes very surprising ways in which to do this. You have probably experienced this before. Really remember those times. You're always taken care of. In these experiences, when deep insecurity and loss of outer supports occur, know that this call to fully trust Source is probably what's happening for you. See if you can have faith that it knows exactly what it's doing in bringing about changes in your life, including losses that initially seem painful. Know that the things you are losing are likely essential for you to lose, so as to prepare you for entering the much higher vibration of the fifth dimension. Now, if your survival anxiety includes the fear of not making it financially, this can be a particularly difficult anxiety to handle, especially if it's ongoing month after month. And there are a lot of people who seem to be in that position these days. It's an interesting kind of phenomenon I'm watching. And an important key in learning to stay balanced in this situation is to realize that in stressing over something that is not yet happening, you are living in the future. And this is a very limited 3D approach to life. See if you can try instead to focus on living in the present moment. We've all heard this, we've all tried it, it's easy to forget. But remember, it is in the present that you have the power to create your life and to create your future. You may, for example, be concerned that you have no idea where your rent money for next month is going to come from. Become aware that you are not yet living in next month. You're here right now and probably relatively okay. If you can hold your focus on what the present moment holds rather than what you're imagining your future will present, you can, even with that, begin to calm yourself. However, as I think you've discovered, keeping present in the moment isn't always that easy. But there is a tool I want to share with you, given by the author Jim Self in his Mastering Alchemy course, that is a tool that is designed, among other things, to achieve this kind of calm. It involves bringing your awareness into the center of your head, back behind your eyes, into what's been called the pineal center. And then from there, looking out of your eyes into the outside world. Now you may think, well, you're always looking out at the world from within the center of your head. But if you check, you'll probably find you're not. Your mental and emotional bodies extend out much further than your physical body. And if you're like most people, you probably spend a lot of time with your point of attention somewhere out in front of you somewhere, especially when you're interacting with the world. But when you bring your attention into the center of your head, back behind your eyes, you can feel something shift. It suddenly brings you into right now, in this very moment, in which you have a clear sense of you. You also discover that this is your power center. You feel aligned and grounded when you're here. And when you shift into the space while contemplating your financial issues, you can begin to think more clearly about your situation. And you probably come to realize, well, right now I'm fine. I have a roof over my head. I have food to eat. I'm pretty safe. And then from there, you can take some deep breaths and clearly make the choice to enter into trust. You can look initially at the options that your mind is coming up with about how to pay the rent. But if none of these ideas offers a solution, you can remind yourself that the universe has countless ways you can know nothing about that can help you to pay your rent. Like I say, this has probably happened for you in the past. Something out of the blue happens that you could never have thought of, and it takes care of you. And staying in trust in the here and now, new possibilities can then begin to flow into the clear and open space that you've created. Your openness to the limitless possibilities that exist can begin to create a different scenario for you in the future. Attempting to plan for the future in any kind of way at this point actually is getting increasingly difficult, even if it has nothing to do with money or your livelihood. You know, like I say, so much is changing so quickly, both in the world and in people's personal lives, that not much of what used to work for planning ahead seems to work very well anymore. So it seems best, no matter what, to stay as much as you can in the present moment, as this is where you will be living constantly when you're in the fifth dimension. It's always in the moment. Now, this doesn't mean you should never think at all about the future or about the past. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with seeing if there's anything to be learned from the past or in attempting to plan for the future. It's when you get lost in the future or the past that a problem arises. And this is because you can form identities around them, you know, regretting what has happened and all the terrible things that have been going on for you, or desiring what could be, but you might never be able to have. You know, you can just really get an identity going with all those kinds of thoughts. And it takes you out of the flow of reality that's happening right now. And I think you probably know that another term for living in the present moment is mindfulness, a really wonderful practice. This teaching involves being a witness to your moment-to-moment experiences. Whatever it is that's going on, you're just right there with yourself. And the most important experiences to be mindful of seem to be the sensations within your body, because your body is always living in present time. So being mindful of the actual experience of being here and now is very different from focusing on your thoughts or your judgments or your emotions about your life. Those are your stories, and they're not very helpful in easing anxiety. If you're fully aligned with the present moment, you can find that you have access to all timelines, past, present, and future. You have the ability to let go of the past, and you can visualize the future that you wish for, all while living in the present moment. And you can also have the opportunity to discover what could be called the eternal moment. And this is a deeper experience of the present moment. It's a sense of knowing that you are a being living in eternity. And it is really beautiful, really calming. Now, as anyone who has suffered from chronic anxiety knows, dealing with this condition can be exhausting. But when you actually have severe attacks of anxiety or panic, it can be terrifying. And if you're someone who has had these attacks, you're probably aware of what experts tell you to do. You know, many of them offer tools like, you know, the first is to take charge of your thoughts. For example, rather than thinking, oh, this is awful, what if I completely lose it? You know, those kind of panicking thoughts. Use more affirmative language, such as, okay, this doesn't feel good, but it's just my body's emergency response, and it will end when I stop scaring myself. Or instead of thinking, oh, what's causing this horrible feeling? You know, what if I'm dying or having a complete breakdown? You can think instead, this feeling is strong, but it's not dangerous. All bodies react this way when we think we are in danger or are overly stressed. It's not something to be concerned about. It will end soon, and I'll be fine again. Taking charge of your thinking puts you in control of your body's emergency system, and that's what you're dealing with. As you get proficient at taking control like this, you can completely shut down anxiety attacks and prevent them from starting. There are other tools that people sometimes offer that I think can be helpful. You know, if you find yourself in an attack and you can't even think straight, and those are, you know, you can count. You just start counting, evidently. That just shifts the mind enough. You can call a friend, start talking to someone. You can even do things like beginning to organize materials on your desk or start playing a game. Or another way is with powerful sensory experiences that jolt you into present moment awareness. such as cold water, you know, put your hand under cold water, or start sucking some ice, or eat something with strong flavors. And sometimes touch will also do it. And maybe the most important thing to remember is that all panic attacks do end. No one experiences unending anxiety attacks, even though it can sometimes feel that way. And of course, if you feel a need for help with your anxiety attacks, if none of this happens, you know, there are professionals out there that are well trained to assist you. Two of the most successful anxiety attack treatments are known as, the first one is cognitive behavioral therapy, and the second one is called exposure therapy. They're both really successful. They both focus on changing behavior rather than going in and examining your underlying psychological structure stemming from conflicts and past events, which can take forever. These other therapies can work much more quickly. And of course, although perhaps not the preferable way to go, there is medication that can also assist you, at least temporarily, even if you don't like relying on drugs. Sometimes you have to do whatever you can to bring in a sense of calm. You know, if your entire being is racked with anxiety, it's well nigh impossible to focus on raising your vibration. So that's a way to go, at least temporarily. But there's a really interesting and somewhat unique approach to handling anxiety attacks I'd like to tell you about. It's offered by a healer by the name of Mark D. Nicola. And he calls his approach, attack it with gratitude. It involves, as the name implies, and you know, countering an attack with thoughts centered around things you are grateful for. And what makes this tool so powerful is that even though anxiety attacks can overwhelm you, your thoughts, like we've been saying, are the fuel that keeps them going. It's your thoughts that tell you that you are not okay. It's your thoughts that make you believe you will never be able to function normally again. Therefore, the focus is to reclaim power over your thoughts, since they're at the core of what you're currently experiencing. By focusing on things you're grateful for, you're guiding those thoughts in another direction, one that starves rather than feeds the anxiety. Now, you may think you have nothing to be grateful for. You know, it may seem so, especially at times when you're feeling anxious. But if you consider it for a moment, there's always something you can be thankful for. And think about it. Things could always be even worse. It's always relative. But what's important is that feeling gratitude for even the smallest things can work to stop your anxiety attack. It's also important to note that the primary goal of the exercise is not to list off as many things as you can, but instead to refocus your mind away from the anxiety. And in focusing on things you're grateful for, you're stealing the power away from that part of your mind that's trying to convince you that you should be panicking. And you could even come up with a list, you know, when you're not feeling anxious, that you could just pull out when an attack starts coming on and just start looking at your list. It will really make a difference. So these are some techniques you can try the next time you start feeling anxious. You know, in the end, it's all about raising your vibration in any way you can. When you're in 5D consciousness, there's actually no awareness of anything to be anxious about. Anxiety is just not part of that consciousness. There's just a natural inherent trust in life and what it is bringing you. So the higher your vibration can be, the closer you get to this 5D awareness and consciousness. The more you can learn to trust and use any key you can to shift out of anxiety at this point, the higher your vibration will rise. And at some point, you will have mastered the ability to avoid this state of mind altogether. So hopefully what I've shared here with you has been helpful. And as always, I send you my love and blessings on your ascension journey.